Let's go to the US. A Democratic senator has branded Trump's nominee for Supreme Court judge as a dagger aimed at the heart of healthcare protection Americans need and so desperately want. President Trump has nominated conservative judge Amy Coney Barrett to replace the late Ruth Bader Ginsburg in the Supreme Court, but Democrats are hitting back, criticising Mr. Trump for forcing through a candidate who they say will not only destroy public health care but also dismantle abortion rights. Our US correspondent Simon Marks joins us now from Washington, D.C. Good morning, Simon.
Hello, Corin.
This is a huge controversy. What is the late? What could you tell us about Amy Coney Barrett?
Well, she is the president believes, a very reliably conservative judge who told us yesterday when she appeared for the first time at the White House flanked by the president that she believes in the literalist interpretation of the U.S. Constitution. In other words, she doesn't believe that in any regard judges should make policy. She was only appointed to the bench by President Trump back in 2017. He put her on the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals. She was born in New Orleans, currently lives in Indiana, but she already has a record as a judge and before that as a lawyer of being in favor of illegalizing abortion, in favor of gun rights, in favor of a limited role that she believes government should play, and also absolutely ardently in favor of the death penalty. So it was no surprise that when she was revealed to the public by the president on Saturday here, there were a large number of right-wing ideologues in the crowd applauding her presence. They believe that if she gets on the court and is confirmed by the Senate to succeed Judge Ruth Bader Ginsburg as a member of the Supreme Court, she will put this country on a conservative social trajectory for the next 20, 30, 40 years to come. She's only 48 years old. She could be sitting on that court for the next three or four decades.
In terms of her, there's no question in terms of her legal credentials, though. She's been a professor and she's got a big family, 5 children, is that right?
She's got 7 children, 2 of them adopted from Haiti. She's got a young son who suffers from Down's syndrome and 4 other children. They and her husband were at the White House for President Trump to introduce her really for the first time to the country. And the president was at pains to point out that when she was appointed to the federal bench in 2017, Democrats backed her appointment as well as Republicans. And he read some of the letters that he had received from Democrats saying that she had the kind of legal credentials that should be on the bench in the Court of Appeals. So that was a clear challenge to Democrats in Congress, who he knows are drawing a line in the sand and are going to put her through a pretty miserable confirmation process once it gets underway on October the 12th. But at the end of the day, the Republicans are firmly of the view that they have got the numbers in the Senate to get her on the bench by the middle to late October period, in time, certainly to adjudicate that vital Obamacare case that's coming up before the court, and also, of course, in time to adjudicate any election issues that are contested by either President Trump or Joe Biden. And that's one of the reasons why President Trump would love to get another friend on the court this side of the election.
Simon Marks, thank you very much for that. Our US correspondent.